there and some of the opportunities as well.
Yesterday, VP-elect Mike Pence teased to reporters that a number of important announcements will be coming from Trump today. It already looks like, according to reports, Georgia Congressman Tom Price is Trump's choice for Secretary of Health and Human Services. 76 people are dead this morning after a plane carrying a soccer team from Brazil crashes in Colombia. There are reports of 5 survivors, including as many as 3 members of the Chacopaense team. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A social media posting on an account linked to yesterday's Ohio State University attacker could help investigators settle on a motive. Shortly before the attack, a Facebook page linked to Abdul Artan had a post that called for America to stop interfering in Muslim countries. Artan was killed by police after plowing into a group and then attacking people with a butcher knife, leaving 11 people injured. Green Party candidate Jill Stein filing a lawsuit seeking a recount of the presidential vote in the state of Pennsylvania. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The lawsuit challenges the integrity of Pennsylvania's electronic voting machines. Stein has already asked for a recount in Wisconsin and plans to do so in Michigan as well.
Online sales on pace to set a Cyber Monday record. Figures as of late last night indicating shoppers in the United States spent $3.39 billion shopping online yesterday, up more than 10% over last year's total on Cyber Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-9886 now. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Call 800-280-9886 today. Call 800-280-9886. 800-280-9886.
Today's the National Day of Giving, which is also known as Giving Tuesday. On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, charities, families, businesses, and people all around the globe celebrate generosity, and they're hoped to give back to others by contributing whatever they can. The CEO of PayPal saying that platform alone facilitated nearly $50 million worth of donations last year on Giving Tuesday. You may think you know what emojis mean, but a New York psychology professor says her research shows even a simple emoji can have multiple meanings to different people. Here's more on that study from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Take a smiley face, for example. Dr. Lori Feldman of SUNY Albany says it doesn't always mean you're happy.
You could be using a smile when what you're trying to indicate is, I just told you a joke, did you get it? Or, do you agree with me? Or, we understand each other.
Dr. Feldman says the best way to understand an emoji is to pay attention to the words used when someone tweets a comment containing one. It's all about context, she says. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And there's word Pope Francis might make a historic visit to Northern Ireland in 2018, when he's already scheduled to visit the Republic of Ireland. The visit to the north would be seen as a great gesture of reconciliation, as many Protestants in that region hold a view that the head of the Roman Catholic Church is the Antichrist. Powered by WesternJournalism.com for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's 11:05 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 54 degrees with rain, fog, mist, all kinds of fun stuff going on out there. But we definitely could use the rain out here. For the rest of the day today, heavy rain with a high of 60 degrees. For tonight, continued rain and fog, low of 48. For tomorrow, Wednesday, looks like another day of rain, mostly after